the Women's Interart.
Mm.
The Women's Interart, which was a just for women, and we did plays that were by women and for women. And one of the major ones was a play that was based on a 17th century Mexican nun that was brought to me by a woman who had never directed a play, had never written a play before. But for her to have the wisdom to, Betty Andreese is her name, to have the wisdom to choose this amazing woman, 17th century Mexican nun, and the play was called The Price of Genius, and indeed she was. And I got myself connected with a Catholic guy who was who understood. He understood about the Pope, and he understood about the bishops. And of course, I wasn't Catholic, and I didn't know about Sor Juana, but I quickly read as much as I possibly could about her. And I began the process of working with this guy and just connecting with Betty. But at the same time, it was really between this fellow and myself. And we began to work with the script. And that's the first real major script I ever developed. And it was very, very well received. It got a fabulous notice in the Times, which I still have, of course. A few copies. And it was Susan Stevens was the lovely actress who did it. She was nominated for a Drama Desk. It was quite well received. And but that was the first really big major success I had as a director, and the Women's Interart was, and they moved it then, they moved it from an off Broadway production, which of course in those days we were Equity, and we were all kind of trying. We all wanted to work. We just wanted to work. We were Equity. We wanted to work, but they weren't always going to pay us, and of course, and then I joined the SSDC. It was SSDC then in those days. It's the Stage Directors and Choreographers, and it was called originally SS because it was Society of Stage Directors and Choreographers. And I began to really delve into directing. I wasn't doing that much acting. I was doing soap acting actually, mm-hmm. which was great because I could do extra work on that and like that. But I to make a living, and I was also getting unemployment. I always have to put in how I was making a living because that's one of the most important parts of learning about the theater, because if you couldn't make a living, and if you were not a star, and of course I wasn't, I was a journeyman. I just did what I did because I loved it. I wouldn't have done anything else. Anyway, the Price of Genius was very big, and I've got lots of my notes and records and stuff about that.